This is the BBC.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on a Bumbleo Wednesday. More people have been chucked out of clubs and we try and get someone unbanned. And we've been sent some hats from a kebab shop. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hello, hello. Okay, Wednesday, where's Bumbleo, shall we, after 2 o'clock this afternoon? Loads going on today. I sent you a photo this morning, Chris, of something I was doing and got a "you okay" hun back.
Yeah, I just thought it was all a bit weird from you.
Well, I was doing, this morning, I was having some photos taken for, I know it's ages away, but for children in need.
Yeah.
So I had like the pudsy ears on and you thought that was just me at home, did you?
Well, that's the thing. You sent me the picture of you with the pudsy t-shirt on, the pudsy ears, and it just looked like that you were you weren't really up to much at home, at a loose end, and were dressing up in children in need merch.
Right. So you think that I'd actually gone mad?
Yeah, because sometimes I do wonder what you get up to before the show. I know sometimes there's meetings and stuff like that, but it's not every day.
Are you concerned that? Are you really concerned that much that I could just flip at any time from being okay to really not being okay?
It wouldn't have surprised me if you were just like, oh, I'm just dressing up a bit.
Do I appear that on edge to you?
Like the time you told that story that sometimes you pass the time by putting on a wolf's head and leaning out your top floor window.
Well, I do.
And passes by.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right. Is it?
Yeah, it is weird, but it's what you do with your time. So when I saw this picture this morning, I just thought, oh, maybe he's just a bit bored and he's just trying on all the children need merch he's got.
If you're wondering why I do have a wolf's head, it's a part of a costume for Halloween of the Big Bad Wolf. But it is quite fun to just like put the head on and just poke your head out the window and see what the reactions are.
It says a lot about you, though.
Yeah, too much free time.
BBC Radio 1.
Did you really just ask me what a linen white shirt is?
Don't talk about this now. No, that was just...
What's a linen white shirt?
A lot of people are messaging me on Twitter saying what I need is a linen white shirt. I'm going to a wedding in Spain in a couple of weeks.
Oh, right? Very, very hot.
But it's hot. It's a hot wedding.
Yeah, you don't want to be wearing a suit, mate. What do you wear to it, like a summer wedding? I don't know.
Well, because I've only got that one suit.
Did I not say earlier linen white shirt? Is that what other people are saying?
Other people are saying a linen white shirt, but that's a bit Simon Cowell, isn't it?
You need a crisp linen shirt.
But also, surely everyone's going to be wearing a white shirt.
That's fine.
Is it?
Fine.
And won't you look like the waiters?
No, tuck it in, though. Don't have it out, please.
Trousers?
Trousers with a belt, please.
But too hot for trousers, surely.
You got my shorts to a wedding, though. You just have to go grin and bear that, I'm afraid.
That's mad, isn't it? They must wear shorts in Spain, because too hot.
At a wedding, no.
You can't wear shorts to a wedding?
I want shoes. I want decent, nice, smart trousers with a belt, preferably black. Can be blue. And a linen white shirt.
A bit of it's on the beach, so what do you do there? Flip-flop? You're going to say
shoes.
No, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? We've had so many stories of people that have been kicked out and barred from a club after we did it on the show yesterday. Not for awful things. You know, sometimes it's a case of mistaken identity. Sometimes you're just pretending that the straw that you've put behind your ear is a Bluetooth headset and they just don't like it.
Well, if you've done something awful and been kicked out for it, that's your problem.
Yeah.
We can't help with that.
But we did allow, if it's something kind of a bit trivial, you think that maybe you were wronged and shouldn't have been kicked out, we said that we would try and smooth it all over with the club and try and maybe get you back in again. Because there's nothing worse than when it's your local club, you get barred, all your other mates can still go there and you can't.
Mm, for a silly mistake.
Yeah, like the guy yesterday who has gotten a 1,000-year ban. 1,000 years. So can't go to the club ever again. Yeah.
And that was all for singing Justin Bieber at one of the security staff.
Even in the afterlife, he still can't go to that club. Do you know, after the show yesterday, we went through so many of these stories because you sent in thousands of them. We've got a really good one, which I want to follow up, which we'll do just after 1:30 from a guy called Sam.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, get this wedding in Spain's outfit sorted out because it's stressing me out already.
It's stressing me out because of all the messages.
Right, lastminute.com, as always, you'll be like, oh, I haven't got anything. It doesn't have to be white linen shirt. You can maybe do a pink shirt, a chino... A deck shoe. Also just had to look up what deck shoes
were. Yeah, I don't know what they are.
I think you need me to come shopping with you again, as usual.
Scott Mills.
We had a ridiculously huge response yesterday to this thing where people have been barred, sometimes for silly reasons, for, I don't know, just being a bit out of order. Mm. Not too much, but like a little bit out of order in a pub or a club. You get a bit carried away with the proceedings of the night.
But also, sometimes I do think the nightclubs might have, you know, when it's a busy night and stuff like that, they've got a lot of stress to deal with, and they're issuing life bans, sometimes like yesterday, for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily really mean it.
No, I just think that sometimes, because they have to deal with a lot of idiots, right? And sometimes you'll just be the one that's in the firing line.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So anyway, we got loads of messages about this, like this one from Kian. I got barred from a nightclub because there was a hole in the floor, and I got my friend to take a Snapchat of me with my foot above it as if I made it. I was sober at the time as well. Now, he's got a ban for that.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't the one who put the hole in the floor.
The hole was already there. He just Snapchatted it, and you're out. Get out.
And it's tricky, isn't it? Because now he's banned from one of his favourite clubs. What about this one from Alex? Went through a stage of getting banned from Wetherspoons in Leominster for pretending the chip...
Leominster.
Leominster.
Lempster.
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 Went through a stage of getting banned from Wetherspoons in Leominster for pretending the chip and pin machine was a mobile phone, then handing it back saying, it's for you.
Oh, no. Are you aware of toaster as well, just in case that one crops up?
And I take it it's spelt odd as well. Talcester. Yeah, Talcester.
Yeah, but it's toaster.
Is it actually toaster?
Yeah, in case that comes in.
Right.
Then so now you'll know Leominster and toaster.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, you see, don't get barred from your local chip shop for shouting bingo every time they call out an order number. It was 2 a.m. Went to get some food the next day to nurse the pain that they were feeling. This is Cattle from Nottingham, and they refused to serve. Gutted because it's the best chip shop in the area.
Yeah, you ruled yourself out of it now.
Don't shout bingo every time an order comes. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
All right. Now, we're doing this thing on the show about if you've been chucked out of a pub or a club and you feel bad about it and you want to say sorry. We can kind of hopefully try and reverse the ban and make good with
make
the club.
Make good, yeah.
Sam, tell us what you're kicked out for.
Planking.
And where is that?
In Market Harbour, Leicestershire. We visited the local nightclub, Club Enigma. Mm-hmm. We were about a group of four.
Sam, don't laugh.
The only people in there.
Sam, don't laugh.
Oh.
It's not funny. You got chucked out, didn't you?
I did, unfortunately, yes.
Thing is with the plank, right, the plank isn't really that offensive. It looks a bit weird from the outside because you are planking. Mm. But what were you planking on?
There was like a little booth with some seats in, and we were the only people in there, so we decided we'd plank on the seats.
Oh, so I see. So there's music on, there's lights. You know what I mean? They're trying to make an exciting atmosphere.
That's it.
And you boys are all just sort of lying there. You're planking on the seat.
Yep.
So anyone who was thinking of coming in is probably put off.
Possibly. Either that or they were just in awe of our plank, if you like.
Okay, so talk me through this. You start planking, and then what happens with the management?
Well, the doorman was involved. He came over and kindly asked that we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So we proceeded to go to the dance floor.
Oh, no.
Plank on the dance floor, yeah.
Planked on the dance floor.
And then what?
And then he came over again and kindly asked us to leave. But,
right.
So then there was nobody in the club.
Have you been back there since?
No.
You're too scared?
I think so.
I suppose you were removed last time, which I would think kind of automatically qualifies you as a barring. Do you think you're barred?
We probably are, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I sense a vibe here that you're worried about going back there because of the planking incident. It's all a bit awkward when you leave, and in the cold light of day, maybe you look back and go, oh, it's a bit annoying being removed from that place because it's somewhere I quite like to go with my friends.
That's it, for sure.
Well, this is where we can step in because I think we can smooth this over.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Scott, I don't know if you're ready for this. Maybe prepare to cringe. But what I've sorted in advance is I've got the manager of the club on the phone right now, and he's heard all of that.
Oh.
So please say hello to manager Tom from Enigma.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Now, Tom, so he's been kicked out for planking, him and his friends. It sounds to me you gave him good fair warning on that one.
Indeed, yeah, well, I think we did by the sounds of that.
So I should say, it sounds busier.
I think it's downright diabolical.
Scott, you step in. You're good at these things.
Okay, right. Well, Sam.
Yeah?
Thanks for that, Chris. I just really think you need to do a heartfelt apology.
Tom,
Tom. I am ever so sorry for the planking incident, and I hope that I'll be able to re-enter Club Enigma at some point in the future.
I'm sure we can allow you back in. There's been plenty of other things going on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You're not barred, don't worry.
Oh, you see, he's not barred.
You're not barred, no. You're not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You've lifted the ban.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Yeah, that good news for you, right, Sam?
Of course.
What I would avoid doing is maybe going and celebrating by planking on their dance floor. Don't do it again.
Definitely not, no.
So, Tom, you'd be pleased to have Sam back at Enigma and his mates?
I'm sure we would be pleased, yeah.
It's not a definitely yes, but yes. All right, I think we've smoothed it over, though.
Yeah, you have indeed.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Welcome back.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's entertaining, anyway.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sam.
Scott, brilliant.
Feel better?
Of course, great news.
Get on WhatsApp and tell the squad.
I will, for sure.
Lads, we're back in.
About time.
Let us know when you go back to the club lately Friday night.
I will do, of course.
Yeah,
I will do.
Send us some pictures, that'd be good.
No planking now.
No, of course not. Of course, best behaviour.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Chris, the Watford manager's off.
Don't you break the news to me.
Look it up. Your football club. Look it up.
I will be annoyed if this is this has come from you.
I do enjoy breaking...
Yes, he's gone.
Breaking sports news
he
to Chris.
He has gone, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing annoys you more than that, does it?
But that's literally just come out, that news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you've told me that.
What's his name?
Have you ever... You don't even know his name.
No.
That annoys me even more.
I just saw it.
Don't break me sports news. Can we have a rule from now on in? Don't break me sports news.
Especially when it's about your club.
It's even worse. Sorry.
Right, some people are just asking for trouble. They're asking to be chucked out. Jim... Asked to leave a pub in Winchester. Well, don't eat the flowers on the table then.
Props plastic as well.
Yeah, asking for trouble. Scott Mills. Whatever you're doing today, whether you're on a train or a bus or in a car at the moment, or whether you're revising or you're in an office or working in a shop, I want you to down tools for just a few minutes and enjoy the celebration of midweek that is Bumbleo Wednesday. Come on.
Hello, love. It's nice to see you sober.
Remember when we tried to order some cakes for my Halloween party?
The thing is, when you sell the toppers, I have to wait a week for them to feel hard enough to be able to post them.
Okay.
Time's up. Stop, please.
How did it go?
I don't know.
That's beautiful.
Sally, could you bring your Poussin up here, please?
Chief Economic Advisor has insisted that though he will be tough during Brexit talks, he won't seek to punish Britain. Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament...
Best name ever.
Michael Jackson.
OMG.
We still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders, Michael Jackson.
You're gonna do it again.
Michael Jackson.
Okay,
Jean-Jacques Maillard, who's a Republican member of the French Parliament.
The iconic second single from the £1 Fishman there. The one that was kind of never that public, was it?
No, I don't know why, because it would have been a hit. Chris and Jack are bumbleoing at work in the rain in Cornwall, enjoying a last bumbleo before jetting off with my wife to Morocco for 2 weeks. That's Jay and Corby.
Marcus, who's just finished bumbleoing his parcels off in Brackley and is now wetter than me on Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. Bumbleoing their briskets off and the barbecue in Plymouth. Ben and Dan. Snake and Super bumbling all the way to Leeds from Norwich. Bumbleo. Halfway through the week, come on lads. Will and Philby. Sam bumbling his Massey tractor off in Martham.
Shout out to Alex Ross, who says he's going to do a remix of the £1 Fish Guy's song Michael Jackson, just for us.
Yes, please. Spencer's bumbling his spanners off in Shepton Mallet. Yes, Queen. Bumbling in the pouring rain, Aaron and Bex. It's very wet everywhere, isn't it? Lewis in a very wet Nottingham, enjoying the gap though, especially Michael Jackson.
Yeah, everyone loves Michael Jackson. Hello, Becky from Birmingham, bumbleing her pregnant belly off. She loves Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
so her up.
Very, very, very popular.
40 days.
Okay, let's do it one more time. Two more days to go to the weekend. Jack from Gloucester, on the way from Gloucester to Glasgow, needed this boost. James and Harry bumbling their boxes off in the warehouse in Essex. Sophie bumbling to Chichester from Luton for exams. Claire, who's ready for a hen do this weekend. And Hayley bumbling and having a Wednesday party in the kitchen with the kids. And that should do it, I think.
Another one.
Scott Mills. Lots of people revising today, including Mark and also Jesse. And also shout out to, do you remember Rory, the Frostbit boy?
Yeah, of course. Love him.
Chloe says that he was on her bus today.
Whoa, celeb spot.
You won't be long getting Frostbit. We'll get him back on in the winter, you know that.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you remember then, after the Frostbit scenario, Frostbit boy was spotted on a horse.
Yes.
Leaving his last exams.
That's right, he left his last exams on horseback. So good.
That's how to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know loads of people revising right now. When you get the exam result, or no, it's at the end of your final exam, go out on horseback.
Oh God, you wouldn't be long getting Frostbit.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Now, you are the king of bangers, and that's a title you've given yourself.
Well, yeah, so to speak. I do know a banger when I see one.
Right, okay. and why are you the king?
Well, I'm one of these guys, these playlists, like everyone else is embarrassed when I put it on.
Oh, really?
No, okay. Listen, don't question it, Scott. He's the king of bangers.
Okay. Also, is it your birthday today?
It is my birthday today, 27.
Whoa, 27.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And many more.
And many more.
Who's that in the background?
That's the other guy I'm decorating with.
Okay.
Got
a few stars wanting to say, send their best wishes.
I'm Lady Gaga, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
Got that specially for you.
Thank you, Lady Gaga.
Also,
happy birthday,
Beyonce. Yeah, that was for you. And also,
Kay Perry.
Happy birthday to you.
Kay Perry.
Happy birthday to you.
Stop it.
Happy birthday, dear.
Nick.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more. There we are. Personalised message there from Katy Perry.
Happy birthday.
There we are. I think we've done now. Oh, hang on, actually. Wait there.
Oh, come on.
Wait there. I like to keep this in the studio with me. Did you know I can play this?
Go on.
My xylophone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
You are.
It's almost there.
It's getting better.
Okay.
It's good.
Here's what I've got for you today, Nick. Birthday boy. Okay.
Not pretty bad. Classic move.
Don't trust.
303. Don't trust me.
Were you thinking of the other 303 one and you've accidentally chosen this?
Or no.
You want this one?
No, I want this one.
All right. You can have that or birthday boy. You can have this. This is the Wombats moving to New York. Tune.
Okay.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I can tell you one of those made it a lot easier for me.
No.
Don't go there yet, but...
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Well, no,
it's
you never know.
Chris. It's got to be Chris.
Well, I told you. Happy birthday anyway.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for not choosing my song yet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, fair, fair. Wombats moving to New York on BBC Radio 1, which puts Chris in front on bangers this week. Yeah, that 303 one didn't sound as good when I played the clip as I thought it would. But I did mean that one.
Yeah, I think it was a fair shout. It was a random choice, and that's good.
I just wanted to play something a bit different.
Yeah,
but
I get you.
It actually sounded really average when I played the clip there, didn't it? Charlie Puth coming up, and Oh Wonder... Have you seen that Katy Perry's just been announced as a judge on American Idol?
Has she?
Don't you think that's a bit... Don't you think she's a bit too big to do that?
Yeah, but that show over there is massive, right?
Well, they cancelled it and they're bringing it back. Like, it's finished. But then they're doing another one.
I think it comes down to who else the judges are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If Louis Walsh pops up or something like that, it'd be...
I mean, it's just a massive booking. We should ask her about this next week in Hull at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Previously, did you know that Ellen DeGeneres was on the panel for one season of American Idol as well?
I didn't know that.
And Victoria Beckham. Mm. I know, weird. Scott Mills. More and more stories still coming through about people that have been banned from shops and clubs and restaurants. We've been talking about this over the last couple of days. Harry, what did you do to get banned?
I did a rap at a drive-thru.
You did a rap at a drive-thru?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, now, I know one of our glamorous phone operatives has just been talking to you and has got this off your Facebook, so I can now reveal the rap. So here it is.
Jump in the drive-thru, order for two. I got a cream for number nine, like my shoe. Need some chicken up in here.
Where were you when you did this drive-thru rap?
We were in Niagara in Canada.
In Canada, okay. And what's the restaurant?
McDonald's.
Okay.
And where did you do the rap? Was this at the ordering bit?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Right, and weren't they keen?
Not so much, no.
Right. It was just a rap, though, right? You're just rapping through the speaker thing there.
Exactly, it's harmless. It was viral at the time, anyway.
Was it viral? You go viral, love.
Not our video, we copied a viral video.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. And what was the outcome, then?
The outcome was, after we left, we got back to my friend's house and it read the play off the cuff and banned us all from McDonald's in Canada.
From what I picked up there, you've been banned from all of the McDonald's in Canada.
They read the plate off the car.
They read the plate on the car.
Wow. That's insane. What? So you got back and they said, I'm sorry, you can't come to our restaurant in any of Canada.
Yeah, we got back and my friend's parents were very cross and they just had a call from McDonald's head office saying we're banned from all of Canada.
How bad is that? By the time that they got back to the mate's place as well, McDonald's worked quick.
They were very quick.
So you can't go to that restaurant in Canada at all?
No.
Sucks to be you.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Tom here.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
I was just wondering whether you might possibly have received the charcoal grill hats that I sent you in the post the other day.
Right, so this is a place we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. The legendary Lincoln Charcoal Grill.
One of the very best kebab shops in the country, I would say. Mm.
We weren't really aware of its work until we did something, I think a couple of Fridays ago, where we got people to talk about their favourite late night establishments and where you can basically eat like a king for
not much money.
For not very much money. And this place, everyone was talking about.
Yeah, we got a massive response for this place because, as well as food, they do like to give you a free hat.
Yeah, what a gimmick.
It's one of those hats that people wear, I think probably by law, when they're like preparing food. You know, it's one of the white ones with the sort of paper meshing over the top.
The triangular shape, yeah.
Yeah, so actually, I think it's probably a hygiene thing more than anything else.
Maybe they just think their customers are rank and don't want anybody near the food, yeah. and don't want them anywhere near the food.
Well, you know, after a night out, you're not necessarily thinking about food hygiene, are you? That's
not really.
Probably not top of your list of priorities.
There's a dude who works here as well that looks just like me, apparently.
He does a bit. One of the workers does look a bit like you.
Right.
Anyway, yes, Tom, we have got the hats. Thank you for sending them through the post. Ho!
No worries. I also spoke to the guy who owns Charcoal Grill. His name is Smile, apparently. I don't think that's an actual proper name. But he was wondering whether the two of you would quite like to come to Lincoln for a slap-up meal in Charcoal Grill.
Absolutely.
And what did you have, as a matter of interest, Tom?
I just had the usual cheesy chips and two-piece chicken.
Chris had a real problem with cheesy chips yesterday. He couldn't get past it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine now. It was literally just a moment yesterday where I needed cheesy chips.
Like, massive craving for them.
It's like when you really need water. You know, when you're really thirsty for something.
3 p.m.
like that.
3 p.m. yeah. on a Tuesday.
I was thirsty for cheesy chips.
Who did you go with when you went?
The thing is, though, Scott, I think that kebab shops and this sort of thing get a bit of a bad rap, really, sometimes, as places that you go at the end of the night after you've had a bit to drink. But actually, like, my first experience was when my dad was bringing me back from the Beavers one evening. You know, it's a proper sit-down place that
right.
does wine and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's like a restaurant, really.
I'm sorry, am I missing something here? What's the Beavers?
It's like two down from the Scouts.
You got your Beavers, your Cubs and your Scouts.
Oh, sorry. Okay, there's an establishment in Watford with a similar name
that you would not
go with your father to.
No, it's not that.
Right.
Good to speak to you, Tom.
Thanks, Scott. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Thanks for the hat.
Scott Mills.
I like it when it's just you and me sometimes on Real or No Real because I never normally get to play.
It's intimate.
So that's what's happening today.
Miley Cyrus hates the Wrecking Ball video.
Why? It's iconic.
But then maybe she hates it because she's in a new direction now, isn't she? With new music, so probably hates the old stuff.
I think she's kind of toned it down a bit. Do you know what I mean? I think that was a very different place in her life. When was that? 2 or 3 years ago?
Is that what people want?
I don't know. We're about to find out and see how a new single does. I often think this, though. Like, pop stars probably think it's a good idea at the time. Then not so much. Like, do you think Katy Perry now regrets that? Do you remember the thing that were on her and with the squirty cream?
No. Explain more.
You know, the whoop.
No, I know what you mean. The squirty cream cans that sort of fired out. Yeah.
From the
you wouldn't regret that.
From the Bristol area.
Iconic.
There.
But then so's the Wrecking Ball. That was iconic.
Like, do you regret going up and down in the lift semi-naked with just in your pants here at the BBC?
I regret it because I don't think it looks that great, but I don't regret it because we raised a lot of money for charity. So I know what you mean. There's a lot of videos out there that people must regret.
And you can't get rid of them.
Do you think Vernon Kay regrets the Running Man video from Big Weekend?
Well,
you know,
not,
where the LMFAO?
No, well, not many people remember that, apart from you, because it annoys you.
I watch it quite a lot, especially in the run-up to Big Weekend.
Because it annoys you.
It really annoys me.
Yeah, like a lot.
I don't know if anyone else does this, like watches things just to annoy them, even though it annoys you, but you sort of have to watch it.
Like, do I regret doing the crab? Yes.
Good question. Do you regret that?
Yeah, because it's there forever. Forever and ever.
I would regret the Festa thing more than you did.
Absolutely not. No. I'll never live that down.
No.
But does Miley Cyrus hate the Wrecking Ball video? It's one of her best songs, so I'm saying no real.
Yeah, I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Okay, I've just been told she never wants to see it again. She said, I just licked the sledgehammer. I should have thought how long that was going to follow me around. That's my worst nightmare, that being played at my funeral.
Wow.
Absolutely hates it. And next,
a cinema in Carlisle has started handing out punishments to people caught texting during films, including having to sweep up the popcorn after the credits have rolled.
That's a great idea.
But why aren't you allowed to text in films? Is the idea that it annoys other people around?
Because it definitely does.
A little bit of light.
Yeah, it definitely does. I went to one of those film screenings recently and got told to put it down.
Mate, they're militant in those.
Yeah, they are. Often they don't let you have your phone in there because they think you're going to be sneakily filming it at the back before the film's been released.
Yeah, but then what you need for those is a dummy phone, don't you? Like, you just give them one phone, because what they do is they take a phone off you and then they're happy at that point.
Yeah.
I've never done that myself.
Well, like a burner phone off of the wire.
Yeah, just give them the burner phone.
Yeah. Like one phone, use it once, chuck it.
Yeah, someone told me to do that. I haven't done it and I wouldn't do that.
Why? Who's told you to do that?
At the screening thing, we're saying just give them any old phone and then you can sit at the back and text away.
Right.
Not that I've done that. I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't. What was the aim then? To film it and then put it on DVD?
No. Just to be able to text people like yourself and say, this film's good or this film's rubbish.
There's a man that looks like Chris Stark going to the pubs of Pinner.
DVD?
DVD.
I'll tell you what does put me off in films, though, isn't people texting, but it's the people that appear and they sort of stand in the corner of the cinema right at the bottom and they've got some kind of night vision camera, but it emits a small red light so you can see them looking at you and they're clearly going from seat to seat trying to work out if anyone's recording.
Does that happen?
Yeah, mate.
No.
Don't think you can get away with anything in the cinema. They've either got cameras attached with night vision.
No.
Yeah,
it's not true.
I've seen the monitor.
What, so you see a little red light?
Or someone comes in, stands at the bottom, and it really puts you off because you're trying to watch a film and you're watching this one guy with a camera and you can just see the camera on his face there.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Would they hand out a punishment, though, like sweeping up the popcorn after the credits have rolled?
They won't give you a punishment.
No real.
That one is no real.
But there is a guy in Texas who is suing his date for the price of a ticket after she texted all the way through Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Honestly, he filed a petition at court and everything. Mm.
Scott Mills.
And here's your final fact today on Real or No Real. Play along at home, see if you can get it right.
Taylor Swift has topped the charts in Canada with a song that features 8 seconds of white noise.
I think she's one of those artists that could just release a fart and it would go top 10.
Oh, mate, she could squeeze anything out.
Squeeze it out.
It's like
Sia, wasn't it, who famously said on Greg's show, I just fart them out.
Yeah.
Just farted out the whole album.
And maybe she's taken inspiration from that and just gone for it.
No, I don't think it's a fart. It says it's white noise. So, that.
So it's a mistake?
Possibly, yeah. That's what I'm taking from this.
But why
would it chart?
Well, because anything she does charts. So she's accidentally, here's the theory I've got. She's accidentally released, or maybe she's released an album. And do you remember when albums would have like loads of silence at the end of it and then a sneaky song?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she's doing. So it's like the last song on the album.
Or just because it says Taylor Swift, people just click download and don't even listen to it first.
Or maybe it's appealing to a niche crowd. I don't know. Are there sort of white noise fans out there?
I'm going to say, because I haven't said real yet, I'm going to say real.
No, I just don't think this would be allowed, so no real.
That one's real.
Go on.
Just been told, it's true. It happened in 2014 due to a glitch in Canadian iTunes. 8 seconds of static noise were released as a song called Track 3 and immediately topped the charts there. it cost £1 as well, but everyone got a refund, it's fine. What we should do is the stuff we were talking about earlier in the week. You know, when we were saying songs that are really old are still top 10 in some countries. If you know of any more, let us know on 81199. Pharrell, Happy, is still in the top 10 in Armenia.
Yeah.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
All right, I got 10, you got 20, you win.
Yes, that never happens. Good work, Mills.
Scott Mills.
Those are Wednesday's best bits. Join us for the show tomorrow from 1 if you can on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC.